I went over to Norway in 1892.
Not that
Getting
old.
a little bit mixed up on years.
That's all right.
In 1992, I went over and met Bob, and also Bob's best friend was marrying a Norwegian girl, and Bob was his best man, and so I went with Bob, and we went to the wedding in Bergen. No, Bergen is on the other coast. It was Oslo, Norway.
Oslo. Okay.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful city. And interestingly enough, the mayor of the little town of Lesja, his last name was Hagi, but he wasn't a close, he wasn't a direct descendant. But we went to the church, this beautiful old church that it was built somewhere in the 1800s, and it was the most beautiful woodworking, carving all through the church. And Sivar Hagi's father was the choir director and a very strong member of the congregation. And that church was a new church. The older one was built on a piece of property out of town that was on the site of a pagan temple.
Really? So the church that he was so much a part of, was it the original church that was built on the site of the pagan temple,
No,
or
no.
was it
Well,
after?
it was the same denom. It was a Lutheran church,
Right.
but it was a new church. It was the new church that they built in the 1750s, somewhere around in there. But that valley had been settled since the 1300s.
Wow.
It's a beautiful, beautiful farming valley. And Bob and I went up above the timberline where they took the cattle to graze in the summer. And this great turbulent rushing stream coming down the mountainside was so beautiful.
Imagine.
And when we drove, we stayed on one of the fjords in a cabin that belonged to the bride's family, of Rex's wife. And then we drove to Bergen. And driving along the road, the North Sea oil that Norway got the benefit of just boosted their economy tremendously. And they built these incredibly wonderful roads. They're not terribly wide, but some of them go through 7 miles of granite tunnel through those mountains. And they're
Wow.
all lighted, they're all beautiful. And as you drive along, there'll be a glacier. Just seems like it's just over there.
Right.
And it isn't that it's so high, it's that it's so far north.
So cold.
Yeah, it's very Arctic, very Arctic. But when we were there in August and September, and it was beautiful. The weather was wonderful. And the days, of course, are very, very long. We took a couple of train rides. Well, the closer you get to the North Pole,
Right, the
the
longer the
land of the
days.
midnight sun. And we took a couple of train rides up into the mountains, and people, they're great for outdoor exercise, and they take their bicycles on the trains and go on up to where it's flatter, and they can bicycle around more. But oh, that was a wonderful trip. I'd wanted to go to Norway all my life because I identified with my father and with his Norwegian background. And
How much was he full-blooded?
he was full-blooded Norwegian. And I'm half, and the other half is English, Welsh, and Scots.
Okay.
British
So
Isles.
your grandmother was British, Irish, and Scotch?
You mean Jackson?
Yes.
My great-grandmother Jackson was Scot. She
Okay.
was all Scottish, and grandfather was English, and then grandfather Evans was Welsh. But they had, of course, they had come from the British Isles to the North America many generations ago. I don't know, really know how long ago.